We asked the audience, what's your usual preferred initial therapy for a 60-year-old individual with deletion 17P who requires treatment and has a history of atrial fibrillation and is receiving anticoagulation therapy? About 28% said acalabrutinib, 25% venetoclax plus rituximab, and an even spread across a number of other potential options. So Dr. Wyatt, how would you approach this patient who has atrial fibrillation and has 17P deletion?
Well, I'm with the audience on this one, and I would probably consider acalabrutinib for this patient. I think that a BTK inhibitor is an appropriate option for this patient with 17P deletion. Acalabrutinib has a lower risk of atrial fibrillation, at least with the data that we've seen so far, than ibrutinib does. And I've had a lot of success in patients who develop atrial fibrillation on ibrutinib, switching them over to acalabrutinib and not having return of the atrial fibrillation. So I would choose acalabrutinib in this patient. And I don't actually think that there's much difference in the bleeding risk between the two, so it's really the AFib and not the anticoagulation that would make me choose acalabrutinib.
And Dr. Brown, you like me that you would give venetoclax or obinutuzumab for this particular type of patient. How would you think about that and rationalize that choice?
So it's really based on the comorbidities and likely the anticoagulation more than the atrial fibrillation. But I would also consider acalabrutinib. It's always a discussion. And the audience was pretty split between a venetoclax-based regimen and acalabrutinib, either of which I think is reasonable.